Few weeks ago, I traveled to Houston to see my brother-in-law, who is ill. On my way from Philadelphia to Houston, one of the passengers got upset with the flight attendant, and he raised his voice, and the security came and kicked him out of the plane. On my way back, on American Airlines, supposed to be at least 250 seats, and I counted the numbers, it was less than 20 people. So standing here, feel like that I'm on an American Airlines. And the good thing is, the flight was so quiet, it landed a few minutes early. So that's where we're going to start now. we are continuing from our series from the book of Isaiah, focusing on God became a man. So reading portion, please turn to Isaiah chapter 42, verses 1 to 9. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 1 to 9. Behold, my servant whom I uphold, my elect one in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the Gentiles. He will not cry out, nor raise his voice, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, a light to the Gentiles, and a smoking flax he will not quench. He will bring forth justice for truth. He will not fail, nor be discouraged, till he has established justice in the earth, and the coastland shall wait for his law. Thus says God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread forth the earth and that which comes from it, who gives breath to people on it and spirit to those who walk on it. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness and will hold your hand. I will keep you and give you as a covenant to the people, as a light to the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out prisoners from the prison, those who sit in darkness from the prison house. I am the Lord, that's my name, and my glory I will not give to another, nor my praise carved images. Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. This book was written about 700 years before Christ, B.C. 700. At this time period, the nation of Israel was going through a hard time, going through the darkest time that led them to sin and idol worshiping. That's the time when the Lord spoke to Israel through prophet Isaiah. God communicating to Israel through the prophet Isaiah in order to bring them back to God. So when I was thinking about this, why it took 700 years for the Messiah to come, and God was preparing his people to receive him as their savior. For the Lord, 700 years is like a half a day. And also we are waiting for the Messiah to come for almost over 2,000 years. And Lord is preparing us. The Lord is preparing the bride. That's why the Lord tarries In the book of Isaiah declares the judgment as well as a message of hope to the Gentiles, the Jews and Gentiles. A servant is coming, a special someone with a message of hope. So we will be answering four questions during this message. Number one, who is sending this servant? Number two, who is the servant? Number three, what is the mission of this servant? And what the servant mean to us after 200 years? So let's start with the who is the servant. Chapter 2, verse 5. Chapter 42, verse 5. Thus says God the Lord, who created the heavens and earth and stretched them out, who gives breath to people, who gives spirit to people, the one who is the powerful, the omnipresent, omnipotent God. He is the Almighty God. He is the one sending this special servant to this world in order to save the wretched sinners like us. So why God cared so much for us? For God, we are nothing. We are just dust. But God is sending his servant to this world to redeem us. While I was on the flight, and I was trying to find some time so I can meditate on this subject. So it was a good time when I was on the flight. Then I got some peaceful time. I was thinking about and reading and writing some notes about this passage. It was about 39,000 feet above the sea level. And I looked down through the window. You cannot see nothing. Maybe some spots here and there. Big houses, big buildings just look like small, tiny things, just like a mustard seed. Why God care for us when he is the one made the whole universe and he cared for us. We were nobody, we are nothing. This is the God who is sending this servant. So now let's look at who is the servant. Out of the Bible context, the word servant have a different meaning. For the Lord, the servant is a title of honor. For us, servant means a hardworking person. Little things. We do little things. I can say I am a servant of Trinity Health System. I work there. I have policies and procedures to follow. If I don't do it, I get fired. And I get paid. I get wages. God's servant also have to follow policies and procedures, which is to do the will of God. And his wages was death. This servant is different from what we think about normally a servant means. And 42 verse 1, we read like this. Lord is saying, behold, we can see the word behold in many parts, many areas in the Bible, in this book itself. That's not just like saying hi or how you doing. It's behold. That means a powerful warning is coming. Behold, my servant, someone chosen by God, someone is special. Someone nobody ever seen. Someone is coming to serve the people. And someone bringing blessings and salvation to people. This is the servant of God. Matthew chapter 3, verse 17, we read like this. This is my beloved son, whom I am well pleased. So this is a serious servant. Behold, it's a warning. Pay attention. A powerful servant is coming to save the world, to save the sinners. And in the same verse, we read again, in whom my soul delights, which is, means this servant is a soulmate of God. So what is the soulmate means? Soulmate means to us like girlfriend, wife, husband, friend. But here, soulmate is different. Being a soulmate is not easy. You have to think same. We have the same mind. We should have the same spirit. Both should be in agreement all the time. That is the soulmate. He is sending his soulmate to this world. And also in the same word, the same verse, we read that my elect one, verse 1, my elect one, elected by God, anointed by God, and chosen by God. That's the servant is coming to this earth. And also on the same verse, I see it again. I have put my spirit upon him. God's spirit is upon him. This servant needs God's spirit to accomplish the task ahead of him. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2, read like this. The spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. So God gave his spirit to this servant to come to this world. And also if you look into Matthew chapter 12, verse 18 to 21, I'm not going to read that. Matthew quoting the same passage from Isaiah about the coming of this servant. And then we can continue thinking about the servant. Acts chapter 3, verse 26. Acts chapter 3, verse 26. To you first, God, having raised up his servant Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from your iniquities. God raised his servant to bless us, to bless you. And also we read Isaiah chapter 52, verse 13. Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high. Behold, my servant, he will be exalted and lifted up. And again in Philippians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. Who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of man. Taking the form of a bondservant, a servant who is obedient unto death. And again, we see that in Matthew chapter 12, verse 15. Matthew chapter 12, verse 15. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew from there, and a great multitude followed him, and he healed them all. Yet he warned them not to make him known, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying. That's the rest of the quote from the book of Isaiah. This servant will not cry, nor raise his voice, nor his voice to be heard. 42, verse 2 and 3. He will not cry, nor raise his voice, nor his voice to be heard. This servant don't want any reputation, no name, no position in this world. He came just to serve the people. And Isaiah chapter 53, again, verse 11. A righteous servant shall justify many. A righteous servant who follows the law. This is the servant of God sending this to this world. So now we look into what is the mission of this servant. Bring justice to the nations. Verse 1. He will bring forth justice to the Gentiles. He will bring justice to the nations. Not the justice we see in our court system. In our court system, justice means either guilty or not guilty. But justice here means transformation. Bring righteousness to the world, not only to the Jews, but to the whole world. Restore God's image in the world, bringing redemption to sinners, both Jews and Gentiles, and execute God's agenda, bringing justice to the nation, to both Jews and Gentiles, bringing transformation, bringing righteousness. That is one of the mission of this servant. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1 to 5. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1 to 5. There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge of the fear of the Lord. His delight is in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor decide by hearing of his ears, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide what with the equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with his breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his loins, and faithfulness the belt of his waist. With righteousness he shall judge the poor. He will bring peace on earth. For example, a wolf shall dwell with the lamb. He took the punishment for all of us. So the second mission we can see, he is a new covenant to the people. Chapter 42, verse 6. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness and will hold your hand. I will keep you and give you as a covenant to the people and as a light to the Gentiles. Give thee for a covenant of the people, a new way, a new testament for people. Jeremiah chapter 31 to 33. Jeremiah chapter 31, 31 to 33. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with those with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to led them out of the land of Egypt. My covenant, which they broke, though I was husband of them, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel up to those days, says the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. The Lord will make a new covenant with the house of Israel, with the house of Judah. Lord said, a new covenant is coming with the better promises. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And also we can read Luke chapter 22, verse 20. What does this new covenant mean to us? Luke chapter 22, verse 20. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant of my blood, which is shed for you. That is the new covenant which is coming. This cup is the new covenant in my blood. A new covenant begins on the cross. We are a part of this new covenant, received forgiveness through the blood of Jesus Christ. And thirdly, the verse 42, chapter 42, verse 6, light to the Gentiles. Open the blind eyes, bring the prisoners from the darkness to light. Talking about us, we were blind in our knowledge about the Savior. We were sinners and lived in darkness. Here is a servant, Redeemer coming, bringing hope and salvation and light to the Gentiles. We can also read Isaiah chapter 49, verse 6. Indeed, he says, it is too small a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob, a light to the Gentiles, and to restore the preserved ones of Israel. I will also give you as a light to the Gentiles, that you should be my salvation to the ends of the earth. Open the blind eyes, bring the prisoners from the darkness to light, talking about us, we were blind in our knowledge about the Savior, a light to the Gentiles. And fourthly, he will bring forth justice in the earth. Chapter 42, verse 4. He will bring forth justice in the earth. Judge the world in truth. And we can also read the same in Psalms 96, verse 13. For he is coming to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and people with the truth. He will bring a justification to people, means transformation to people. So while I was reading, this servant will not do two things. That's also we can see in chapter 42. A bruised reed shall not break. We are like a bruised reed. And I was looking up to what is the reed is. I probably seen it before, but I didn't know that the name is reed. Chuck probably knows. It's more normally grow on the river banks or in the lakes or near the ocean. It's a plant which is tall and thin and hollow inside. It's often bent down. If a wind comes, it bend down. The water gushed down, it bent down. It easy to be destroyed. And I think we are like that. We often bend down. The troubles and trials come to our life. We cannot put our head up. We will be saddened. Troubles and trials in our life. But here the word of God saying, this servant will not break a bruised reed. He will lift it up. He will help this reed to come back to life. That's about us. And one more thing this servant will not do. He will not quench a smoking wick. We are all like a smoking wick, a lamp. When I was reading this, my thoughts went back to my childhood. I don't know anybody sitting here seen a oil lamp, because we got electricity here, and Saj probably seen it. I remember, even though we got electricity, it often go out, power outage, and the power won't come back for one day, 2 days, more probably a week. We had to depend on this oil lamp. And this oil lamp, when the oils go down, it flicker. It's about to die down. It's bring forth some smoke before it die down. And it lights up, flicker a few times. But the Lord saying, this servant will not quench the flame. Instead, he will give us the oil so that the flame will not quench. Rather, it lights up stronger. This is also about us. When we are in a situation in our life, we think we are done. We are in a low stage. Troubles and problems, sickness. But this Lord will not shut us up. He will provide us oil. He will bring this flame back to life. That's the kind of servant is coming. He will not quench a smoking wick. And lastly, chapter 42, verse 9. Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. God made promises to Abraham, Moses, Joshua, and all these men of God. And they were all fulfilled. They all passed. All former things were fulfilled, whatever God promises. Here we see God's new promises through the prophet Isaiah. And Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, we read like this, he will be called Emmanuel. He will be called the Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Now I declare a new thing. A servant is coming. A Messiah is coming. A salvation and redemption to Jews and the Gentiles. a new covenant will be established. We have a servant who is our Redeemer and our Savior, who will not judge us when he judges the world. He will not break us or discourage us. Instead, he will lift us up. He declared new things to us, a hope for a new heaven, a new earth, and a new Jerusalem. Revelation chapter 21, verse 1. A new heaven, a new earth, and a new Jerusalem. We are privileged to know this great servant who is our Redeemer and Savior. Let us be the servants of this great servant and serve others. And also let us pray for those who have not met this servant yet. Shall we pray? Our gracious heavenly loving Father, thank you for this time you've given to us, Lord, to sit in front of your word, Lord, listening your word. Thank you for speaking to us. Bless each one of us, Lord. Thank you for taking the form of a bond servant, came to this world to redeem us, and you give us hope, salvation, righteousness. You give us a new covenant, and you are our Redeemer. You are our Savior. Lord, we do remember those who have not come to this salvation yet. We pray for the people out there, those who are not know you yet, Lord. You bless them also, Lord. Keep us under their care. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.